Well, Weishi, Munster final time again. Just less than 24 hours to go. What's the mood in Kerry and in Killarney in particular?
Well, I can tell you, Tom, Munster final day in Killarney is always a very exciting day anyway. It's a very kind of a special day because it's completely different from big matches in the cities, we say in Limerick now, or in Cork, or in Dublin, or Galway. And Killarney is a smallish tourist town, and all the thousands of people literally flock into the centre of the town. And as you know yourself, and most of your listeners would know, the Fitzgerald Stadium is only 2 minutes' walk from the centre of the town. Yeah. And there was a big Ring of Kerry charity site on here today now, on the Saturday, and there was over 11,000 took part in that. So between those people and between the GA supporters coming in, the place is absolutely chock-a-block. And I can tell you, there's tremendous atmosphere, Tom.
And what kind of a crowd are you expecting for the game tomorrow?
Well, we'd expect up to 30,000 anyway, I'd say, Tom. We'd certainly expect that. I can tell you there's been a lot of debate, of course, naturally enough, about the Kerry line-out.
Yeah.
And all the changes that have been made. And it's very unusual, as you'd appreciate, to see five changes in a team from the first round. It's very seldom that a Kerry team goes into the Munster final after making five changes, dropping five fellas and bringing five more, Tom. That is unusual in any team.
Mm. And I suppose the big talking point has been no room in the team for Colm the Gooch Cooper.
Yeah, that's the big talking point. But the one thing about Eamon Fitzmaurice, the manager, he has consistently said since he took over managing the Kerry team that he's only picking players who are shown for him in training. And only he and the selectors know that, because as I continuously say to you, the doors are locked in Fitzgerald Stadium now, the gates, and we don't know what's going on behind locked gates. But he has definitely stood by his word, Tom.
Yeah.
And he's only picking people who are playing well in training. Now, you have a situation then, of course, where Colm Cooper and James O'Donoghue are just back after very, very serious injuries.
Yeah.
James O'Donoghue has played no game with his club, which is my own club, the Legion. Colm Cooper's played a few games with the Crokes, all right. So I couldn't see Eamon Fitzmaurice and the selector starting two players who weren't 100% fit. So it looks like that, and it appears Colm Cooper's the man that has to fall by the wayside.
It's sending out a powerful message, isn't it, to the rest of the squad?
It does, but he did that also last year when he dropped Mark O'Shea, if you remember,
yeah,
against Mayo above in Limerick. He dropped Mark O'Shea out of the blue, and it caused a lot of controversy that time. But Fitzmaurice is a very shrewd operator, and he's not taking any chances, I can tell you, with Cork. And of course, Tom, Cork are coming down to Killarney now, and I tell you, they're the most maligned team, and they have got more bad press than any team I've seen over the last couple of years. This particular Cork team, they haven't won in Killarney for over 20 years. But if you look at their games in Killarney and all their defeats over the last 20 years, they have only lost all the games by maybe 1 or 2 points. Now, in Cork, it has been different. They have been beaten fairly well. But I'm telling you, they're coming to Killarney now. They're after a very good league. They beat Dublin in the league. I know that Dublin beat them in the league final and beat them well. But Dublin have beaten every team well, Tom.
Mm.
So I tell you, Tomás O'Shea then came out in the papers, in the national papers 2 weeks ago, and he maligned Cork. He said that they were rudderless on or off the field. And he also said then, of course, that if Eamon Fitzmaurice was in charge of Cork, that they'd be a better team. Now, they're very dangerous words.
Yeah.
And if this Cork panel and management don't come down to Kerry tomorrow and do justice to themselves, Tom, it'll look very bad for them.
What do you think Tomás O'Shea was trying to do? Was he trying to wind them up, or was he trying to G them up?
Tom, I'd be quite honest about it. I don't know what came over the man. I thought that he was shrewder than that. I tell you, I thought that, oh, really, there were the wrong words to come out. It was very embarrassing for Eamon Fitzmaurice to say that if Fitzmaurice was in charge of Cork, that they'd be better. No manager likes to hear that. There'd be no Corkman say that about Kerry, if you like, about it. So whether he was trying to warn... Maybe a lot of people might be saying those things in private now. I'm not saying that Cork are the be-all and the end-all,
yeah,
but they'd certainly, if this doesn't galvanise them, and if they don't come out in Fitzgerald Stadium tomorrow, Tom, and they don't do full and good justice to themselves, then I think to look very bad for Cork football. It promises to be a cracker. I was very surprised. I was more surprised to see Anthony Maher not starting the game, Tom.
Yeah. And what's the problem there?
The problem there is that you have Anthony Maher, you have Brian Sheehan, you have Johnny Buckley, and you have David Moran, who would have been vying for the midfield position. Now, Johnny Buckley has always played well against Cork. He's also played well in his home pitch in Killarney. He's a Killarney man, and he's also played well there. Brian Sheehan was the man of the match against Tipperary, and he's the best free kicker in the country. Maybe your own man up there, Michael Murphy, is a good free kicker too, so you'd appreciate that. So Sheehan had to be on, and David Moran is back, so he must be going well in training. So really, the biggest surprise for me is, the biggest surprise of the whole lot is that Maher isn't starting, because I think he's one of the, he had a tremendous league.
And he had a very good championship last year.
He had. He's one of the top midfielders in the country. And himself and David Moran have really kind of stuck it up. But they could not drop by, they couldn't drop by in Sheehan. The Kerry full back line then, Tom, Mark O'Shea's full back. Mark O'Shea's, I tell you, they have Driscoll in there, and they have Donagh O'Connor, and they have Colm O'Neill. I tell you, that's a good full forward line. If the ball goes into them, they will score. They definitely will score, because they're three quality forwards.
Well, people have been saying for a couple of years, and even particularly last year, that the Kerry defence, and particularly their full back line, was vulnerable. And I suppose we saw Eamon Fitzmaurice shoring up the defence a little bit by packing it in the All-Ireland final, and they got by.
He did, yeah. Well, of course, the All-Ireland final was a completely different kettle of fish against your own lads, against Donegal. Kerry had seen against Dublin what Dublin failed to do against Donegal. So Kerry went out and they did the opposite of what Dublin did in the semi-final against your lads, and Kerry went all defensive, as to the case of, if you can't beat them, join them. It was as simple as that. And that's how they beat Donegal. Mark Griffin has been full-back for Kerry all during the league. He was full back all during the league last year. Now he has been left out of the team because he's been found wanting. And Fionn Fitzgerald, who played no game in the league, Tom, and he was the captain last year of the Kerry team. If you remember in Croke Park when we beat Donegal, he's back now for his first game. So he must be absolutely lifting in training also. So you have him, and you have Mark O'Shea, and you have Shane Enright. So to be very interesting to see the Kerry full back line out tomorrow.
And do you think that will be the Kerry team that will line out tomorrow?
You see, Fitzmaurice is a type of a fella, Tom, that he doesn't go around selling dummies really as such. He wouldn't have that kind of a reputation. He's a very honest kind of an individual. He comes out, he says his piece, he picks his team, and he puts them out. However, having said all that, you don't know what he'll come up against.
Yeah.
If you remember in the All-Ireland final last year against Donegal, everybody was expecting James O'Donoghue to be in around the square, where he was a great scorer. They took him away from the square and they put Paul Gailey into the square, and they lobbed three or four high balls into Gailey. What did he do? After about 60 seconds, he had the ball in the back of the net. So if Fitzmaurice could do anything tomorrow, he could place fellas anywhere, he could change them around, he'd have something up his sleeve. And I'll say that Kerber too, the Cork manager, he'll probably have something up his sleeve. I'm wondering, Tom, will we have a kind, I tell you this, if Cork go out and they put six forwards and six Kerry backs, and they leave it six and six, and they don't crowd defence, then Kerry will tear them asunder.
So don't tell me you're going to have 13 men behind the ball and packed defences and buses parked all over the place. And
you won't. I don't think Cork will have 13 men behind the ball, but they certainly won't be caught the way they were caught last year above in Cork, when they put six and six and they took Kerry on. Because the one thing about Kerry, and I'm not just boasting them now, the one thing I maintain, that the Kerry forwards, if they get six and six and they get open spaces, they are very comfortable on the ball, they are very skillful, as we know, they are great at running into open space, they are great at linking up, and they have the option then of playing it high to Donaghy, bringing Donaghy out, playing it in low to Donoghue, or playing it in low to Gearn, to Gainey, even though Gainey's in Hanau, so they can play it anyway, Tom. So if they get it open, they will destroy you, but I don't think Cork are going to let them open tomorrow. So this going to, the whole thing is going to be kind of intriguing, really, isn't it? That's the way football is going today, isn't it?
Tell me, and you mentioned obviously the full Cork, full forward line of Donoghue, O'Connor, Kevin O'Driscoll and Colm O'Neill. What other areas of the Cork side impresses you, or as a Kerry supporter heading to Fitzgerald Stadium tomorrow, will you feel could worry you?
Well, I see Alan, I see Cadigan is back now, and Alan O'Connor's back in the middle of the field. I believe myself that there are three areas tomorrow. Cadigan is back full back. How's he going to do on Donaghy? Donaghy is a big man on the Kerry team. There's no doubt Donaghy creates a lot of space. If the high ball goes in, he creates a lot of damage with the high ball. And you hold the full back to midfield is going to be the big thing. Whoever wins midfield, and midfield always down through the years. In Kerry Cork Munster finals, and I saw my first Munster final 60 years ago in Killarney, Kerry Cork Munster finals have dominated the games. Alan O'Connor's back there now. He's a big high fielder. It'll be very interesting to see how he does out there, and because the ball has to be got into the forward lines inside. That's the way the game is going. It'll be full back, centre field, and the full forward lines. They are the positions that I see, Tom. Barry John, do you know what's a big surprise? A big surprise is that Barry John Keane has held his position in the team.
Yeah.
He's playing corner forward now. Now, I didn't think that he was going to start against Cork, because he wouldn't be rated down here now as one of the top forwards in Kerry, Tom.
Yeah. But he
must be going very, very well in training. And the strange thing about it, his grandfather was John Dowling, who captained Kerry to win the All-Ireland 60 years ago this year, and he was captain when Kerry beat Cork and Killarney in the Munster final 60 years ago, his grandfather. So it'll be interesting to see. I'm surprised Barry John Keane is on also, but as everybody knows, Kerry have a great subs bench now. They have fellas that can come in, and they have good speedy forwards, and they have good skill, and they have a lot of All-Ireland medals. But I tell you, this Cork team, surely, after the beating they got in the National League final against Dublin, surely to God they'll have learned so much out of that. And also the way they were caught by Kerry last year in the Munster final. Surely the management, Tom, will have learned an awful lot, and we're going to see a far, far better Cork team. And finally, let me say, watch out for it. The man who's training Cork is Pat Flanagan. I think I mentioned this to you before.
Yeah.
Now, Pat Flanagan trained Kerry to win two or three All-Irelands under Jack O'Connell. He's a Waterford man. He's teaching in Tralee. Pat Flanagan is the best trainer I have ever seen training a Kerry team. He can get every single player to the peak of fitness at the right time. And I'm telling you this now, Tom, I believe this will be the fittest, freshest, most eager Cork team that went out in the Munster final from many the long year. This is what I believe myself. Flanagan is a great man, and I don't know how he was left go from Kerry. I don't know why they didn't use him in some team. But I tell you, Pat Flanagan is a great trainer.
Would it be fair to say that, I know Kerry are the champions, they're at home, but maybe this is maybe a more pressure game for Cork than it is for Kerry, given last year's experience, given the league final experience this year?
Well, the one thing I didn't say to you, Tom, I didn't say it was a pressure game for Kerry. And you're spot on. It's more of a pressure game for Cork, I believe myself. Because if Cork come down tomorrow, they were beaten last year by 12 points in the Munster final. If they're beaten tomorrow by 7 or 8 or 9 points again, after failing to Dublin in the National League final, and after failing to Kerry last year, then there's definitely a huge question mark over them on and off the field. And Tomás O'Shea will be proved right. Because if the management haven't learned from last year against Dublin and from last year against Kerry, then there's something seriously, seriously wrong. There is an awful lot of pressure on Cork. There's a lot of talk then about the losers will go through the losers round, and they'll probably be playing Dublin, and of course the winners will go through, and who they'll be meeting, hopefully it'll be Donegal. I think they're going to boil down between Kerry, Donegal, Dublin and Mayo. I think that's the way it is going to be. Unless Cork, I sincerely hope Cork come down tomorrow to Killarney, Tom, and I hope that we have an absolute cracker of a game, irrespective of who wins. But by God, I think there's pressure on Cork.